This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Lead makes you mentally insane. So does mercury. And to some extent, aluminum also causes dementia and Alzheimer's.
The Health Ranger Report.
Society really is headed for a collapse. Because once the sanity goes, everything else starts to fall apart. And you're seeing that all around you.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This is an urgent red alert about the... looks like the outbreak of civil war in America. An event is about to take place that could, I think it has a very high chance of leading to civil war, not instantly, but ending up at that place. And that's what I'm going to share with you here today. This is an analysis, not an advocacy of anything that I'm describing, simply an analysis of what I believe may happen. And I've got a pretty good track record of major events and large-scale collapses happening. Never know the exact timing, but I do understand the dynamics of it. So thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams. I'm known as the Health Ranger. You're listening to healthrangerreport.com. I'm also the editor of naturalnews.com. All right, so what event am I talking about? There is an attempted coup underway, a political coup, in Washington, D.C. And as you know, the political establishment, including Rhino Republicans, as well as the mainstream media, has been trying to eliminate Trump, to essentially overthrow Trump from the White House, get him out of office, out of power. Now they're calling for his impeachment and indictment over two fake news items that have been whipped up by the mainstream media, the Washington Post and the New York Times, the usual suspects. And they've whipped this up into a hyperventilated frenzy among leftists who are now calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump. Congressman Al Green took to the podium in the House to openly call for President Trump to be impeached. And there is impeachment talk now everywhere across the mainstream media. Now, a little bit of background. President Bill Clinton was also impeached for lying about, I believe that was the Monica Lewinsky affair back in the 1990s. But they're trying to impeach Trump. Oh, and by the way, impeachment does not mean removal from office. It's simply a vote of non-confidence by legislators. That's what an impeachment is. It doesn't mean you leave office. However, today, the impeachment of Donald Trump, or at least that plan, is supposed to be followed up with a criminal indictment. There's a criminal indictment, at least rumors of it are swirling around, that there's a criminal indictment that says that Donald Trump leaked intel or covered up, you know, pressured Comey to cover up the FBI investigation and so on. Those are fake news items, so I'm going to reveal to you why that's totally fake news, but then we'll get back to this whole impeachment situation and why this could lead to civil war. First of all, the New York Times is owned by a Mexican national, right? So it's an anti-American publisher that, of course, hates Trump, and it has been fact-free for the last year and a half, if not longer, especially when covering issues involving Trump. Now, the New York Times published what has been largely described as a leaked memo from former FBI head James Comey, who, of course, was fired by President Trump. This so-called leaked memo is nothing of the kind. It was a note that James Comey scribbled to himself after meeting with Donald Trump, and then he handed that over to the New York Times. So I don't think you can leak your own notes. If you write something down and then give it to the New York Times, that is not a leaked FBI memo. What that is one guy's possibly hazy memory or even fabricated fake accusations scribbled on a piece of paper and handed over to the New York Times to be published as fact, even if there are no facts involved whatsoever. So that can't possibly be a leaked FBI memo, which is how it's being portrayed in the media. It's a total joke. If you just think up something and write it down, that doesn't mean it's true. Especially when you are the arch enemy of President Trump. And look, James Comey covered up the crimes of Hillary Clinton. Remember last year, I think it was July, when he laid out all these crimes that Hillary had committed. I mean, he went down the list one by one, talked about how she mishandled all of this classified information and how she illegally set up her own private email server, which is a total violation of the classification rules for government, you know, high-level government officials. And she allowed, in essence, she set up a situation where the State Department emails from her were easily hacked by the Russians and the Chinese and maybe the North Koreans and the Iranians, who knows. And then James Comey said, despite the fact that she has committed all of these crimes, we don't believe she meant to, and thus we cannot recommend prosecution. So he whitewashed the criminality of the Clinton regime. At the same time, he also refused to investigate Clinton taking bribes from international interests who were bribing Hillary Clinton and even Bill Clinton with speaking fee money, millions of dollars, well, actually tens of millions, plus donations to the Clinton Foundation, which is a money laundering operation, in order to purchase favor for what they saw as the inevitable Hillary Clinton presidency. So she was pre-selling the White House to foreign nationals and foreign interests even before she had won the election. And this, James Comey refused to investigate. And this, the New York Times refused to cover. And the Washington Post refused to cover. And the entire left-wing media whitewashed and said, oh, none of that matters. They also whitewashed President Obama laundering $1.7 billion in cash, putting it on a cargo plane, pallets of cash, literal pallets of internationally money laundered cash, flying it into Iran and handing it over to the Iranians in order to fund their nuclear weapons development program. That's exactly what Obama did. The New York Times didn't have a peep about that. No problem. If you're Obama and you want to hand over $1.7 billion to a terrorist nation that's trying to build nuclear weapons to nuke Israel or other enemies, including America, no problem, you see, if you're the New York Times. But if Donald Trump may have possibly said something that was scribbled on a napkin by James Comey from his hazy memory and then, quote, leaked to the New York Times, oh my God, that's an impeachable offense. You see how insane it all is? Every crime that the Democrats commit is whitewashed. But every little tiny technicality that President Trump is involved with is exaggerated and ballooned until it's the most unreal, the most unlawful, the most impeachable thing in the world, with leftists hyperventilating like mad and shivering in their boots, I guess. It's really insane. The Washington Post, for its part, is also claiming that Donald Trump leaked highly classified intelligence to the Russians during his meeting with one of the Russian officials. Well, what was this highly classified intelligence? It was nothing more than the fact that the U.S. is going to start inspecting laptops or even banning laptops on international flights because we've discovered that terrorists can put bombs in laptops. That's it. That's the intel, which has been openly talked about all over the media. This is not a state secret that we're banning laptops on airplanes, but this is what the Washington Post says, that Trump leaked high-level classified intel, and that's an impeachable offense. So you see, these accusations against Trump are factless. There is no basis to even call for impeachment, but that never stopped the left-wing media, which is a fascist regime, rooted in deception, rooted in just a total abandonment of journalistic ethics. And all they want to do now is just destroy Trump. Actually, it's been this way from day one since he won the election. They want to destroy Trump. They want to impeach Trump. They want to indict Trump. They want to overthrow this country. And they are trying to do that by any means possible, no matter what kind of destruction they unleash upon the country itself. So look, the Washington Post and the New York Times really have become the enemies of America. They are anti-American, treasonous, traitorous propaganda organizations. And this is why I openly called for this many months ago, that certain journalists in those organizations who have deliberately leaked classified intel to the public by publishing it, they do need to be arrested. They are criminals. And the Trump administration, if it's going to survive, it's going to have to start making arrests of people who are traitors, who are engaged in treason against America. And there are a lot of those people at the New York Times, at the Washington Post, at the Atlantic, at CNN, and on down the line. So let's get back to the Civil War question. How could this lead to civil war? It's easier than you think. If Trump is successfully impeached, that alone could be the catalyst that sets off a massive backlash, skirmishes in the streets between, you know, the Antifa, radical, violent left, and the pro-America forces that are, you know, they elected Trump into office, and they have been trying to save the republic against fascism. They've been trying to stop the totalitarian march of the left-wing regimes like Hillary Clinton and President Obama, who is an anti-American sleeper cell traitor who deliberately sought to destroy America's economy, undermine America's liberties, deconstruct the Constitution, disarm the American people, and turn America into a totalitarian police state. So the pro-America forces are probably, if they lose Trump, they're probably going to figure that's the last straw, and they may very well take to the streets to start defending their communities against the violent rioting of the insane leftists. Now, it's not difficult to see this escalating quite rapidly because the Antifa left-wing forces have already lamented the fact that they didn't bring enough guns to their UC Berkeley protest. They wish they had more firearms, and they've been posting videos showing them pitifully training with firearms. They can barely hit a target 20 feet in front of them, even with an AR-15. But nevertheless, they think that because they can pull a trigger and throw some lead into dirt, they think that's going to intimidate, I guess, the patriot forces of America. And of course, they are sadly wrong about that, but it is hilarious to watch them attempt to intimidate everybody else. Nevertheless, they're going to bring guns. The left-wing forces, the Antifa, you know, the anti-American forces, they're going to bring guns to the violence, to the riots, and they're going to be met, I believe, very soon with kinetic resistance from the pro-America forces, which means, probably, open warfare in the streets of America, especially in certain places like California, where I think that we could see battles in the streets. I think that, in fact, a lot of cops will side with the pro-America forces, the pro-Trump forces, because Obama declared war on cops. The left hates cops. The left has made it dangerous to be a cop. It's the left that's responsible for the assassinations and executions of cops by certain groups such as Black Lives Matter that executed cops in Dallas, for example. So cops are not going to be on the side of the radical fascist left. Instead, most police officers across the country, except in certain liberal, very, very liberal cities like, I don't know, Los Angeles or San Francisco, most cops are going to be siding with the pro-America forces, which means that the left cannot win a kinetic conflict. They can't win the Civil War, but they're too stupid to know that. So if they try, if they unleash the riots, and if they unleash all of the shootings and attempted attacks and the arson and all the things that they do, they are going to be very rapidly defeated, and they could escalate this into a nationwide Civil War kind of scenario where it becomes a free-for-all in many cities. And by free-for-all, what I mean is, look, we've got two sides here in America that cannot agree anymore. We've got the insane, delusional, fascist, totalitarian left, which believes that it wants a future police state, a totalitarian police state that it runs and it controls, and that anybody who disagrees with the radical left should be executed or silenced or censored. And Google is on board with that, and Facebook is on board with that. So is YouTube and Twitter and so on. And that's actually why I believe, by the way, that those organizations, the tech giants like Google and Facebook, will very likely be considered high-value strategic targets by the pro-America forces, which may seize those headquarters, those operations, by force and take them over in order to halt the anti-American propaganda that's being pushed out by those organizations. You know, the censorship of the independent media by Google, the censorship of Truth News by Facebook, the shutting down of Liberty Voices by YouTube or Twitter, and so on. So I think that those tech giants will be high-value strategic targets, and they're very likely to be occupied or seized or taken over by pro-America forces if this thing escalates. But let's talk about the pro-America forces now for a second, because that's the other side of this equation. The pro-America forces, which might just be called pro-am, in short, you know, like Antifa is the left, which stands for anti-fascist, even though they are the fascists. But pro-am would be the pro-America or even pro-Trump forces on the right. The pro-am forces are extremely well-armed. And not only that, they're totally fed up. After suffering 8 years under Obama, watching their culture be destroyed, just obliterated day after day by Obama, they're fed up. And they are tired of having cops executed. They are tired of being marginalized and demonized and slandered and being brutally attacked in the streets by radical left-wingers. You know, the pro-America forces are, in fact, heavily armed and also, I believe, very close to being at the point where they are ready to defend their communities and their nation against an overthrow attempt by the insane, radical, violent left. These are the ingredients of a recipe, almost like a cocktail, that is coming into being right now. These are the trends that is very likely to lead to civil war, in my analysis, if Trump is impeached and indicted and removed from office. I don't think that the pro-America forces will simply stand by and do nothing as their country is stolen from them. I really think that we are headed for a lot of conflict, perhaps a lot of fracturing. And by the way, I believe the front lines of this will be in California. I think that in California, you're going to have the left wing, the West Coast cities at war with the rest of California, which is a lot more conservative and doesn't share the insanity of the cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles and San Diego and so on. You know, Sacramento is more conservative, for example. Northern California is more rural. I mean, much of the geography of California is rural and conservative. And there are still many, many gun owners in California, and they are fed up. They're fed up with Governor Brown, who is a fascist, communist, radical, left-wing nut job. And they're fed up with the Obama years, and they're fed up with the left-wing media, and they're fed up with Hollywood, and they've had enough. I mean, I really see this approaching a breaking point very, very soon. All that's left is one catalyst, just one catalyst to set off this tinderbox of dissent and conflict and disagreement in our country, which has been culturally fractured to the point where left and right really almost can no longer even sit in the same room without violently physically attacking each other. I mean, you've got these left-wingers now running a congresswoman or a congressman off the road because he voted for the repeal of Obamacare. I mean, you literally have left-wingers using vehicles as weapons now to assault lawmakers because of the way they voted on a bill. I mean, you got the Boston Herald now calling for my execution and the execution of anyone who disagrees with the vaccine mandates of the totalitarian medical police state known as California. You know, literally, the Boston Herald said we should all be hanged. We should all be put to death. Obviously, using government death squads. That's all on the record. There's a protest happening there. You've got the New York Times and the Washington Post arguing that people who don't go along with the left-wing narratives of climate change should also be imprisoned and silenced. You've got Google shutting off liberty-oriented websites, de-indexing sites, which happened to me for 6 days as well. They completely de-indexed naturalnews.com as a warning, saying that falsely accusing us of having some technical glitch on some remote page on a subdomain, and they use that to blackout the entire website. It's just incredible. It's absolutely insane. So we are headed for some very difficult times. Let me give you a couple of websites where you can stay informed. One is civilwar.news, civilwar.news. Another one is rioting.news, which will cover the upcoming riots. I mean, yeah, I registered all these domains in advance because I knew this was all coming. That's how I got those domain names, by the way. Registered them like a year and a half ago. Wasn't hard to see where this was all headed. We've also got, survival.news. You're going to need that. A lot of coverage there about survival gear and equipment preparedness activities, things you are going to need to know if you hope to make it through what's about to happen, what may be likely to happen. This isn't 100% chance that we're headed for a civil war, but in my analysis, it's just one trigger event away. So that trigger event could be an attack from North Korea. That trigger event could be the impeachment of President Trump. A trigger event could be, any number of things. A stock market collapse, which is already very, very likely on its own, regardless of whatever else happens. Lots of things could trigger this, so I want you to be safe and prepared. And most importantly, I want you to help me defend this republic against the fascist left and its attempt to overthrow this republic, to enact a totalitarian police state government, and its attempt to silence all voices of liberty, including my own, perhaps yours, so that they can run a fascist police state society where they claim to be tolerant by imprisoning anyone with whom they disagree. That's the way the left operates. That's why they're so incredibly dangerous, and that's why they must be stopped if we hope to have any future rooted in liberty or even anything resembling human freedom. So please share this message. Visit my website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.